I mean, Hainu Bor means it's a Toda. Egedami, Edap Kino Ben Rabbein Shmuel Hainu Bor. So what of Hainu Bor?
There can't be Rav Papa's Toda in a Slav Kitsi, bro.
Yeah, I mean, why? According to Rashi, it also seems like that way because it says
because it's a straight board. There's no difference between this and a pit that would be
Kriya. Maisha board.
Later on, what the Gemara is saying, you know, the Shmuel Hainu Bor. Yeah, and then the Gemara says Maishna. Rashi says that that's going on back on that, which the question is, why is Rashi saying that it's going on that and not on both?
Okay, I just the Gemara's lotion here is, you know, you're saying Hainu Bor, so there's no question. So very good, this is Bor. In other words, Hainu Bor, so what? That's the way we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out a Toda Bor, which is Lav Kiyosi. And Mora says, Hey, Tommy, he's asking about the Shmuel Hainu Bor. So what?
I think you have to say that it's the Gemara is relying on what it's going to do later on, and say that that just like Bor Yochayev Nezek Shal Yochayev, so too over here you should be Chayev, and there's no difference.
Okay, let me read Rashi. We'll see. In other words, you're saying the Gemara means Hainu Bor Avada Tzatolda. Hainu Bor means it's a Toda Bor. And the Gemara means that Hainu Bor, and we're going to tell you later that a Bor, a Toda Bor, is Kiyaisibab, which is a little funny because Fakir, at this stage of the Gemara, the Gemara didn't say that yet. Adarabba, that's good. We're saying at a Toda the Bor, he's going on Toda the Bor. The Kikam Rapapa Toda Bor. Toda the Bor Magnino. See the Gemara's word. Toda the Bor Magnino. Ename of you. Toda the Bor Magnino. See, beforehand, the Gemara was saying that it's not a Toda. Right? That was the Gemara's. See, in other words, we're just getting clarity. The Gemara has two different questions. The question before, the Gemara was asking on Bor of and of and Yud and Tes. Was that it's not a Toda. It's in everything's an of. The question that the Gemara asked on Gimel Medeis is that logically the Todas of Bor are Kiyoshibab. So the question that we're debating is at this stage of the Gemara, when the Gemara is saying Hainu Bor, does the Gemara mean to ask the same kind of question that they were asking before, that it's an of, not a Toda? The same question that they were asking on Bor, Yud, and Tess, that Tess is an of, so this is Hainu Bor, it's an of, which fits in very nicely in the Lashon in the Gemara, but it's not so clear why should it be an of. Or is the Gemara asking Hainu Bor, and logically, Bor is called the Bor, it's Kiyachim, and it's relying, I was going to say later, which also work, but it's somewhat daichik because the Gemara is nothing with Hainu, you know, it's Hainu Bor and Maishno Bor. Okay, so we're two ways of reading the Gemara. We're not sure, right?
Rashi does say in Shmuel that Bor is a Toda, right?
You have to definitely say in the next step of the Gemara that we're talking about a Toda. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara continue Maishna Bor? But it could be the Gemara only said that on a Bor de Loaf Kirinu. That's what makes it a Toda, because it's Loaf Kirinu. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, let's see the Rashi. So we're not sure what the Gemara is asking Hainu Bor. It's either asking it's the of, not a Toda, or it's not asking anything yet, and the question is going to come later. Okay, let's just see Rashi. So yesterday we didn't discuss it, but okay. Shamir raised a value.
Is that okay?
Is that why does it, you know, there's by the Sakino, Parshat Pshat and Sakin is not that you trip on the guy's knife. That's not the chashivas of a knife. The Parshat Pshat is that you bang into his knife and you get hurt. The knife is sharp. The guy left a sharp object in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you stepped on it and therefore you cut yourself, whatever, you bumped into it. So Rashi's learning that the boar is because you tripped on it. Chayre could have said differently that you didn't trip on it, but rather you banged into it and hurt yourself by the direct banging. Okay. Why Rashi does that, I do not know. That was Shamir's point. It's a good point.
Yeah, but the word nitkalu means to stumble on it?
The nitkalu sounds like it means to stumble, no? You mean what you say it just means?
I thought nitkalu means to hit into it.
Nitkal. Okay. Now you're getting me. I don't know. I'm not into grammar.
Nisgal is it our tripping? Like Nisgal Poshea, not Poshea, is about the guy that considered a Poshea if he tripped.
Okay, I don't know.
If it's Rashi doesn't seem to include, he doesn't include Maso in the Ramaskal. Because Maso is Pashimsha, it's a tripping problem. The other, Avna Sakino, is more commonly like, you know, actually getting hurt by it.
Yeah, okay. I would assume that nitkal means tripping. That's what I think the word more means. If you're banging, you don't use the word nitkal. Banging is, bump, it's a different word.
The Rama uses nechbita, by a tel. It's gavoa, sorry, talks about being nechbita, the tel.
Yeah, that would sound more like that you banged into it.
Well, the word kakala is always used as like a stumbling block. That this could be a mixture on takala. So niskal is from takala. I mean, so.
Right. So you're saying it means tripping.
Yeah, something you stumble on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't know. That's
bad. Nitkal ba over there means that he had to have fallen. No, he hit into it and he broke it.
He, I don't know. Nitkal means he nitkal just means he banged into it.
Definitely in modern Hebrew. I don't know, in the.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this could answer the question, but if it's a told of a boar, the actual damage of a boar as a av, the boar is doing the damage. So shouldn't the told be similar to the boar where the actual item does the damage?
Yes, because if we're saying that you tripped on it, Tysus and he says it has to be that you tripped and you banged into the thing itself.
Right, because then it's a told of a boar. Right, if the floor is doing the damage, you
banged into the knife itself. So it's also the thing itself did the hezek.
So that's why Rashi says, but either way,
thing that you put down is doing the hezek. We just don't know how it's doing the hezek. Is it doing the hezek because you fell on it, or are you just because directly banging into it?
Okay, it has to be as similar to boar as possible.
Both would work. Okay, that's trying. We're trying to get to the heart of the sigya. So we have to skip the side point. But I don't know. It's an interesting question. What is Avnos Sakino? Then Rashi, we got stuck yesterday. Rashi said Bnei Adam. We definitely got stuck yesterday. Why Rashi said Bnei Adam? I didn't hear any good answer yet. Because a boar, Rashi said Beferish, that a boar is the shore falls in. The only answer I heard someone gave, which I don't know, this is what you call a fluky answer. But isn't maybe never? Sometimes fluky answers are also right. That assuming that nizgal means he tripped, so the person said that animals don't trip and have no sakino masals because they have four legs. And if you trip on a rock, you still got your other hind legs. You don't fall. Person only has two legs. So when you trip on a rock, you fall. You get hurt. But an animal which has four legs, So when he trips on the rock, so he just one leg goes out of commission, he's still got his other two legs in the back.
Rabbi, does that work for a knife too? A knife? A knife's not going to stab someone?
No, and if a knife, we're assuming, I'm saying if you learn nitgal means he tripped. So, and not the, the problem is not the stabbing, the problem is the tripping. If you assume that, so that would work. The only thing is, first of all, it's a little fluky because I don't know my, you know, I assume animals can trip on a rock too. I don't know. I have really no idea. You have to ask someone who has a horse if a horse can trip on a rock.
You know, so is pasha that extends to animals also, or not necessarily?
Whatever it is, but it's the same as a boar. You know, there is an animal, you're chayv on a boar for an animal. The animal's supposed to watch. So you're talking about at night where the animal couldn't see. Sometimes you're a blind animal, whatever. They talk about it. Why are you chayv on the boar? The animal should have seen it. So they explain that we're talking about a case where the animal couldn't see it. I'd say the simplest case would be it was at night. So the same thing you could say, but I'm not saying myself too. I'm not saying myself, be the same thing as a board. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know why Rashi says B'nai Adam. The Ezekiel Ahem, okay, so we also fetched on why Rashi has the word Ahem. Okay, but let's go Vajra. That was yesterday. The Afkirinu. Shehef Kiran Vinos number Shus Arabim. It's also an interesting Rashi. This Rashi, I remember. I didn't look up this time, but I remember they talk about what's Rashi Mashma?
That you have to do the Hefker first.
Right, because the Chayra that Vinos number Shus Arabim, that's the Gemara says at Beferish. Where there's Amnos Akina Maso Shenichim Shus Arabim. So what's Rashi adding by saying Vinosim Rishus Arabim? We said that already. So it sounds like what he's saying is, he's telling you the time sequence. He's saying that the Hefker happened before Yinichem Rishus Arabim, but which was a little bit, why should I make for a difference? What's the difference when I do the Hefker? There's a requirement, you have to be Doma de Bor, to be a Toldo Bor, otherwise, you'll be a told of sure. Now, if it's low afkirinu, there's a day, according to the man Amar, that says low afkirinu is also bor. So for sure, it makes no difference when you're mafkirit, because it's no worse than if you weren't mafkirit. So the whole difference is the man Amar that says misharet amandu. So the chayra, according to man Amar, the sharet amandu, it's only a sure if you own it when the hesek right under is. If you had a sure, and the sure went loose, and then after it went loose, I mafker it. So is that a shore?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pashup shot is it's not a shore. Shore has to be mamaincha.
Once you let it loose and on this, and it's your maraud, and it's your fault, it's marauding about dangerously.
No, so that's what's like,
really, you failed your shore.
Okay, so that's maybe that would be what's mashma from Rashi. Rashi's mashma that if you put the rack down and then you were mafkir it, then it would be a shor, not bor, according to Shmuel. Right? According to Rav, then he shored a madnu. So Rashi's mashma that if you put it down, you were in mafkir. And then you were mafkir. So it remains sure. Okay, I think they talk about this. They talk about this in Hilchos Shor. I'm pretty sure it's a Rav Shimon. But that when, if you have a shore and you're mafker after it goes loose, even notwithstanding Aaron Hirschberg, you're so sure. But I'm pretty sure
it's someone with Farish. I think it was like once you had a chryas on it, so then you can't, okay, you can't like after wait.
Look in the Rav Shimon. You look in the Rav Shimon, whether he talks about it. That when you have a shore, in other words, if the mechayev of a shore is memaincha, so once if it's not your mamin, I'm not so pashut. But Rashi is mashma that way. Rashi is definitely mashma, like you're saying, that if it was your mamin when you made it, even if you were mafkir it still remains shore. Okay.
How do we know Rashi's saying that that's the order? Maybe he's just saying both of them have to be true.
because we said that I hear that possibility, but the Chayra Rashi doesn't need to say Vinos Meshusar Rabin because the Gemara said that. Where it says Avnos Akina Masal Shenichem Meshusar Rabin. In other words, it's Heichi Dami Idaf Kirino. So the Gemara spells out both. Where it says Befer Shenichem Meshusar Rabin, and the Gemara spells out Afkirino. So what's Rashi doing? Shevkiren, that's Afkirino. The Gemara said that before. Why is Rashi waking up and repeating the Gemara of before that was said in a line ago? So there's no shver. So if you say Rashi's trying to tell you the sequence, so then it makes sense what Rashi's doing. But if Rashi just wants to tell you you need both, I mean, the Gemara says beferish you need both. So, okay. Anyway. But that's a question, okay? But again, that's not our sugya. That's we're doing the sugya of, I'm not saying myself, but it's a sugya of sure, a sure that your mafker after you didn't lock the door well and the sure ran out, and then you decide to be mafker it, is that considered a sure or is that your putter? Okay, I'm pretty sure it's in the Rav Shimon. I remember, I'm pretty sure. Okay, anyway, weiter. So, Bein Rab, Bein Shmuel, the Pligi Berik Amaniach is a kad, okay, and Daf Chav Chesim Abeis, Hainu Bor. So, they both agree it's a Bor. The Dervayu Amru, Kol Tarkoa Shehifker, Nafgalami Bor, the Chayiv. So, they both agree that it's Nafgalami Bor. Nafgalam would sound like it could be a Toldam, no? She hated the Bor, Chiyuva Brishusi Rabimi. Have a hefker. They're meaning the kind of sure she looks a part of. Shall iske kriya upsicha balo. I've called takoa shefkira chayiv. Now, just like over there, it's hefker. So here also, it's I've called takoa shefkira. Kol takoa shehifkira. The lashon there is a little funny. Kol takoa shehifkira sounds really literally that he was mafkrid after the takoa, right? Kol takoa shehifkira. But I don't know if that's such a. So it's chayiv. Kol takoa shehifker, a takoa that you're nafker, is nafker emi bor the chayiv. But just like a boar is hefker, shall iske kriya psicha bolo. I've called that called shefkira chay. So what's going to be the problem is the Gemara in the next gufa. The Gemara says later, about four lines from now, the Gemara says my shna boar shekain tchinas asiyos and nesek umemaincha, right? Right, that's a tremendous problem. Rashi's saying that the if it's afkirino is bor, because everything that's hefker is bor, because bor is hefker. And yet the Gemara, when the Gemara is describing bor, the Gemara three lines from now says, "Ma'ishna bor shekei m'maincha."
Doesn't Tosfos say this lavdafka?
He does, but that's still a problem. First of all, because I have no idea what lav dafka means. Right? Right? You have horns on your head. Oh, lav dafka.
why can't Rashi be
talking about it? Rashi Tosfos means that it's like a formulation the Gemara uses by a bunch of things. So, but it doesn't mean specifically.
It's not like, true. You lied. You lie and you say lie about it.
Can't we say the boar is talking about specifically even when you're mafker?
Yeah, but so good. But the Gemara shouldn't say that the description of a boar is memaincha.
Isn't that what Tosis was fair?
That is what Tosis is about.
The law of Mamonahu. He says it's befirish.
Yes, I understand. Like, I just
Tosos is saying the Gemara is lying.
I understand, but we don't know what that means. Does it mean there's two choices in what that means? Does it mean that the Gemara was lying And Taibis is telling you that the Gemara made a mistake and a lav dafkan is not true. Or what Taibis means is that it's a lumdish mammon. It's not really your mammon. It's, you know, what Rabbi Naiman, that's ours lumdish glasses. So it's there's mamish mamaincha and there's lumdish mamaincha. Right? The lashon is shau iske kriya psicha bolo. It's the Torah makes it like yours. So it's in lumdis is memaincha.
Even if you're mafkarin, it's still yours.
Right. And I think that's a big chakira in the svarim. Whether pshat is, what is the siba samachayev a boar? Is the siba samachayev a boar in Adam Amazik? Because it's like you're, it's not, it's nothing to do. Boar is not mummin Amazik. It's not your mummin. Edomai. It's a din of Adam, except that Adam Amazik is direct biadayim, and Bor is a grama. So Bor is an Adam Amazik Isaiah grama. Or no, Bor is in the Mishnah of Arba Avos Nezikim, and Pashtus, all the other Avos Nezikim are Mamin Amazik. The Gemara even says, the Sala Shavah, no, it doesn't say Mamoncha. Okay, but the Gemara here says it's Mamaincha. So that boar, the Sibas of Mechaiva boar, is because it's your mamin. Just like the Sibas Mechaiva shore is because it's your mamin. Aye, it's even by Hefker. So the Torah makes something Hefker yours. It's just like it's, they say this Lashon in the Gemara, the same by Chametz and Pesach. Chametz and Pesach, even though it's Hefker, if you're, you know, once it becomes Pesach, it's Hefker, but it, Torah makes it. The Gemara uses that lashon. Asu akosav kiyu ushalo. The Torah makes it as if it's yours. Right? I think
it says it on boar also, right?
What? It says it by boar also. Yes.
Shnei dorim, right? The two things that.
Yes. So the lashon is mashma that it's that the mechayev is mamin. So then when Taiv is alive, dafka, it doesn't mean it really is dafka. It's just not exactly dafka. It's because in lomdis you're mechayev because memaincha, because the Torah makes it your mamin. Okay, anyway, but we'll wait for Taisus.
Do we have the issue of here that Rashi is being a yenta?
What's the mechin gabi ish?
I don't know. Wait. Let's wait till we get that Taisus. I hear. The big, I'm looking at why is Rosh type, why is he a yant? If I recall that Shaifkar and Afkane for the Chaikh, the word Chaib Rishon, and Yidavi Hefker.
Why do you need that part? Just say, for our purposes, yeah, all we need is a Tavai Amru Kotakola Shaifkar and Afkalan Mibor. For our purposes, okay, that's all we need.
Why is a Bor, how do you know Bor is Hefker? Because you made in Rishon Sarabim. I don't know why he needs to bring in Shaoizke Kriyo Psicho Bado. That line sounds extra. He's just going to say, Ki Echa the Bor Chayv Shisar Rabim the Havi Hefker. It should have stopped there. I've called Takosh Hefkir Echayv. And this line, Shao Iske, like what is he bringing? Can I mean in the comment? I don't know what you see from the comment. That I don't know. But okay. Anyway, so Rashi is not clear. We are basic Hakira in what was the Gemara's Kasha. Right, we had a basic hakira. What was the Gemara asking? Ainu bor. Is the Gemara asking it's an of, or is the Gemara asking that relying on the question of later that is going to be told to Sam ki aisibem? So I'm not clear. So Rashi is not clear what the Gemara's kash is. Right? There's no, doesn't sound like any raya from Rashi. What
what's
the
other shayla if it's not of? What's the other option?
The most of the guys in the share are claiming that the Gemara that avada amna sakira maso is a tolda. There's no shayla, and the Gemara's question is that it should be. And what the Gemara means, Hainu Bor, and look later that you'll see that a Toldo Bor is Kiyaisi Bahem. That's what they're claiming is the Gemara's Kasha. That's probably Pashib Shat in the Gemara. I would agree that that's probably Pashib Shat.
But isn't that how it uses Hainu Bor and Davov?
In the Lashon and the Gemara. What?
I think when on Davov, it uses Hainu Bor to say that it's identical to Bor and doesn't have any potential like halacha differences. Also, like the same goes with the same formula. Like
no, in other words, it's Avad, it could be a Bor. Yeah, I mean, the Mukayasin says Mefarish, it's a Talda. It's a Talda.
Also, Rabbi Rashi on Amud Beis by Hayu Shor says, Valav Talda Debor Ninhu. And it was Shor, Amrin Le'il Talda Deshor Ki Shor. So it sounds like the same thing that Hayu Shor means that it's a Talda of Shor, not that it's actually Shor.
Right. Okay. So we're assuming, I think I would agree probably that the Gemara's Kasha is not that it's not a, that it's an of. Gemara's Kasha is Hainu Bor, about it's a Talda, but it's halachically the same as Bor. That's Pasha. That probably looks like, I just see that's Beferish and Mukayesha that way. So then we don't have any, at this point, we have no right to make a Machlekes Rishayim, especially. You're right, I hear that you think Rashi's mashing away too. The Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say anything. So, okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, Hainu Bor. He did all of Kirinu. Eat a Shmuel, Damar Kudami Borat Amanu, Hainu Bor. According to Shmuel, that says you're not from Bor, it's still a Bor. Eat a Rav, Damar Kudami Sharat Amanu, Hainu Shor. Now, when Rav says, Kudami Sharat Amanu, does he mean to say it's only a shor, or it's also a shor?
They're setting up tesis?
No, I'm just asking a question. I mean, the chayra, I mean, is it also a shor, a bor, and you're chayra for two of us? For no, I don't mean it's shal shavah. I mean, pashup shat, taivis gets in shal shavah. Pashup shat, we didn't get to taivis yet. Shor l'mano means it's 100% shor. But you can be the chorus, something can be two of us at the same time.
I mean, not a court of the same Rashi. I mean, the lav told of the bor. It's only shor, not bor.
Where does it say?
Rashi says right there, Hainu shor of a lav told of the bor. It sounds like I thought that was pashup shot. It was just shor, not
bor. Okay, I agree. But is that logical?
Yeah. What,
because you added, look what happened. You have a bor. It's afkirinu. Now you went ahead and you were low afkirinu. Now low afkirinu is a more of a reason to be mechay of you, not less of a reason. So you stop becoming a tolda of bor because there's more reason to be mechay of you. Why should that be?
In other words, maybe if it's,
let me ask you a question like this. Lu Yitzur, there was no such thing as a tolda of shor. Let's say the Torah never wrote shor in the Torah. The Torah only wrote bor and the Torah never wrote shor. According to Rav, a boar the afkirinu, to the afkirinu, you'd be pateran.
No, you'd say stoma to a boar.
If the Torah never wrote shor, and the Torah only wrote boar, and now we have a case of boar to the afkirinu. So what would Rav say?
That it's a boar.
The Chara would say, you're chayiv al boar. Why shouldn't you be chayiv al boar?
But if once you have mammon is in
it's a boar plus. Just because it's a boar plus doesn't mean you're not going to be chayv as boar.
Well, maybe Rav holds that the yichus of mammon is a better yichus.
Let me just finish the thought, because in the Chara, when Rav says, kula mishar l'mano, he doesn't mean to say it's not a boar. He's saying, besides being a boar, it's also a short. And therefore, the way Taivis explains it is that a boar has limitations. A boar is potter on kalim. A boar, whatever, has certain, right? It's potter on kalim. We don't know what else. It's a, well, sure, it doesn't have those turim. So Rav is simply saying that it's mishor. That means that it gets the added chumras of shor. And therefore, for all practical purposes, there's absolutely no nafkamina for being a boar, because once you have the chumras of shor, we don't need the chumras of boar. So it could be klapei shmaya galya, you're also a boar too, but it's totally irrelevant and immaterial.
No, but yeah, it's not immaterial because it's according to what you're, but according to the Gemara, then if it is actually a boar plus, then it could be that that's what Papa is saying, that it's actually a tolda of boar, but it is not tolda save lav gilatibim because it has more chumras, like it's a boar plus, it's a shor.
Because it's a boar and a shor at the same time.
No, but it's not, but what are you learning it out from? What, is it a tolda of boar or is it a tolda of shor? If it's a tolda of boar plus, and you can learn out from, you can't say that you're, what's the halacha? What, the nafkamina would be, let's say if you're, do both, I mean, I guess.
I don't know. But I think your first point was a better point, that Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Now,
I agree, but I'm saying,
logically, would be the chayra correct, I think. Now, you can't deny that you're a boor. Just because you added lo afkirino, you don't go out of being a boor because you're a lo afkirino. And
what did you gain? Yeah, what did you gain by making it a shor?
You gained that you're chayv and kalim.
So why is Tosos asking that you shouldn't be chayv and kalim?
Tosos is going to ask him because if you have a tzad hashavah, that's a different gasha. Tosos is saying because you're from a tzad hashavah. I'm assuming you don't need a tzad hashavah. I didn't learn Tosos yet, right? Let's assume the simple mashmalos of the Gemara is you learn from shor and without a tzad hashavah. Okay, Tavis brings a point out that you need a tzad hashavah, and therefore he has all kinds of problems. That's the major problem here. But if you make believe we don't know Tavis yet, so we learn that when Rav says Mishara Lamando means without a tzad hashavah, so you can learn that the chayra you can learn from Bua without a tzad hashavah and from Shor without a tzad hashavah. So you should get the chumras of both. Now there are no chumras of Bua over Shor. So there's no way Tavis sets it up, even though logically there are, because it's Tam and Mu'ed, but Tavis somehow gets rid of it. So so in all practical purposes in Mitzias, there is no relevance in being a Tolda of Bor. But Pashtus, when Rav says, Kula Mishara Lamanu, he doesn't mean you don't learn from Bor. He's just saying you learn from Shor too.
Would you disagree with that?
What?
Would Shmuel disagree with that?
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Shmuel says you can only learn from Boar.
Why not Shor if it's...
Okay, we'll have to see. That's what you have to know with the Machlekes. Shmuel says you can't learn from Boar, from Shor, because this is not Halech Umasik, so it's, you can't compare it to Shor. It doesn't have Ruach Chaim. So Shmuel says that this is, even when it's Lo Afkirino, it's a Boar, and you can't learn from Shor. Rav says you can learn from Shor, but Lachaira, he would agree as both. But he's pointed out, and this is correct, it's the Kramer said it right, that Rashi don't seem to say that. Rashi says, the Lav told the boar Ninu. Now that don't sound that way. So that sounds very strange, and that's really going to get into enticis. Can you be simultaneously a told of two things? That's one of the issues. That's one of the big issues. That's one of the big issues here in,
Well, could you have two types of yichus to the hezek? Like, if the Torah is b'chayv, you don't need...
Logically, you should.
Maybe there's no such thing.
Four different reasons be b'chayv you. So you can be b'chayv for two different reasons. Why not? You're not going to get b'chayv double. There's two reasons. What if the animal did hanor hazek and kavanos and hazek at the same time? You know,
but so both the yichus there is both your mom.
I would say it's Karen and Shane at the same time. Can't be Karen and Shane at the same time.
Yeah, but Karen and Shane are both mom. No,
he lucha, and at the same time he's getting pleasure from where he's stepping. So it's Rego and Shane. I don't know. You know the way. Well, why can't something be two of us at the same time? It doesn't make any nafkamina except that you would get the chumras of both. And if there's no, okay. Anyway, that's Rashi is not matching. But we didn't even read the Rashi yet. So once again, either the afkamina, we just rather kumi shorim anu anu bor. Either rather kumi shorim anu anu shor. So that's the Rashi. Either the afkamina. The Shmuel Amar Hasan Bamaniach Esekat called Takawa Boru. Now, there's any takala means something that you bang into, trip over, meaning instead of it coming to you, you go to it. That's why the takala means. So the takala is, every takala is a board. In other words, even though it's your moment, but since you went to it, not it went to you, you tripped on it. So that is the definition of a boar. Avgav de lo hifker hain a boar. The Rav, the Amar, called takoa shlo hifker misharin amanu. But Rav, who says that it's a shore, ma shore shumamayno, im hizekhayiv, avkom amayno, im hizekhayiv. Now, it's very interesting. Rashi doesn't tell you which shore. Like, Rashi is really ambiguous. Because there are three shores. There's Karen, Shane, and Rego. And they have halachic nafkaminas. Rashi don't tell you. Tysus does.
Isn't it much like Tysus that it's Karen?
The most mach-
Shane and Rego are Putzer and Shazram?
It's ambiguous. Rashi should have... If I was Rashi, I would have told you. You know, that's such a major thing. Call the Shavdim Yisharim on the which shore? Doesn't say. Does Rashi say on Chav Ches which shore it is?
Maybe the most machmir.
Where is this on Chav Ches? Rashi just said, Misharet Amando. Mimbaido, Misharet Amando. It doesn't say there either which type is shore. Okay. It's just a little strange that it's like such a blatant thing. You know, it's like, Rashi is supposed to explain Pashup Shah and the Gemara. The Gemara says, sure, which shore?
Maybe there's no Nafkamina, so it's the Chumar. No, I'm saying no Machmir, there's no Nafkamina in this specific case, so therefore it has all the Chumars of all the shores. All three.
When you get all, why in order?
But everything, you have the Chumars of shores, so whichever Chumar. So it's Mu'adif from the beginning. And it's
moods not shaykh by a boar. I would say moods shaykh by a boar.
Saying,
sure, and it can't be an Ola Zeko is not true either. And Kamaros Lassus is also not true.
I don't know. In other words, you're saying that Rashi's arguing with Tysus. Tysus sure means Karen. That's what Tysus says. Yeah, it sounds to me like you're saying there's a conglomeration called Shore. A new of Mr. Conglomeration called Shore. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, that's again, go back to Rashi. The laugh told the board, you know.
Not bar. As long as it's not bar.
But let me continue in Rashi. With a rav that we called God Shalov Kina Mishra Manu, my Shoshima Mainov him his a kayev. I've called him his a kayev. Right? Rashi does not sound like he's agreeing with Tysus either that we need a tzara shava. It just doesn't sound like that. He doesn't say anything about it's out of Shavuot. Rashi just says, we learn out from Shore. Ma Shore Shemamayno Vim Hizek Chayiv. Avko Mamayno Vim Hizek Chayiv. Right? Tysus says, Tysus says that we make it's out of Shavuot. The Asimi Bor is Shore. But Rashi is not mashma that way, right?
So, Rebbe, if we're calling it a shore as opposed to a boar, so then we're making the Techilas Halimut from shore. Elamad is a pircha, okay, so we're mochiach the pircha from boar, but I'm saying the limud is that claw that Rashi states. There's a pircha that's resolved by boar.
Okay, I don't know. I hear. So you want to say that Rashi just means that the first step is learned from Shor, but of course, you need to learn from Bor too. Okay, I hear maybe, but
the argument that we showed him say that it doesn't have the cool as a boy. It doesn't have the cool as a goof before that.
I hear what you're saying. I hear. But I would be more inclined to think, let's look at Rashi also on Chav Ches and see how he says it. But is Rashi agreeing with Tavis? Tavis says he needed Tzadah Shavit, and that's why Tavis has all his problems. Right? Tavis goes, you know, there's a super Shver Tavis. Tavis leads at Tzarechi, you know? Tzavah Kasha. Tavis leads the Gemara Shver.
Keep things good. Wouldn't that be against the Mishnah? I mean, simply speaking, you learn out Bor from Shor. So, Daka, Bor that's not Akarinu, but Bor that is Akarinu, you could learn out from Shor.
Okay, I said, obviously, Tavis's Pashtus is right. But we're just pointing out that the Maisa, Tavis with his Pashtus creates a very, very serious problem in the Gemara, which he leaves Sarach Iyad, which is very likely to think that Rashi has some way of answering, because Rashi does do those kind of things. Doesn't leave Sarachim. Now we know that Rav Delvo has his answer for Tavis's Kasha, and I've said this about a million times, that this is my favorite complaint about Baba Kama, that all the Rosh Hashivas build Baba Kama on Rav Delvo's answer to Tavis's Kasha, but Tavis doesn't hold it Rav Delvo. So how can you learn Baba Kama with Rav Delvo when Tavis doesn't agree?
There are Rishonim who answered Tavis's question. So
okay, but we learned Gemara Rashi Taisis. So you can't use that Chiddush of Rav Delvo, even if he brings a Raya from Rishonim when you're learning Baba Kama. But okay, but we should learn Rav Delvo because he's very Yesidistic. And really half the Rosh Hashivas, all they use is Yesid throughout Baba Kama. So we have to know it.
Quickly, what is that Yisod of Rebevel that we're not
using? We didn't even learn Taisis yet.
Rebevel is the type of thing you say over in the coffee room. It's not something you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But the Maisa, let's wait. But the Maisa, I'm just pointing out that it is, one could suspect that Rashi, especially like he doesn't say there's a Tzadah Shavah, and the simple reading of Rashi, is there ain't no Tzadah Shavah? So if that reading of Rashi would be correct, then that would also answer Tavis's Kasha. That would be a tremendous accomplishment. Now, how in the world can you say there's no Tzadah Shavah? The Chayra Tavis is right. There are Pirchas. Not a Shor Shekein Baal Chai. The Kavanos Olahazik. Right? The Kavanos Olahazik is only a Pircha if you're learning from you're learning from Karen. We don't know for sure that Rashi is learning from Karen, right? There was a suggestion made that Rashi is not learning from Karen, but Rashi is learning from this new conglomeration called Shor, which is a conglomeration of Karen, Shane, and Rego all in one. So then you went out.
But we're talking about Rosh Hashanah anyway, right?
Do we understand?
We're talking about Rosh Hashanah.
I understand. I know.
Do we understand why Tosfos comes on to Kavanas Lahazik and Baal Chai when the Gemara stated that it's not Darko Leilich Lahazik and those are Darko Leilich Lahazik? And saying the Mishnah stated a Pircha, Eizim and Olive. Why is Tosfos making up new Pirchas?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
So this has two as opposed to one.
We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, right?
Okay. Anyway, I guess we're doing Rashi. We're not doing Taifis yet.
No, in Rashi. It's Rosh
Hashanah,
right?
Rashi. We're just pointing out food for thought that there's a few ambiguities in Rashi. First of all, Rashi does not say clearly like Taifis that shore means carrot. Rashi says shore means short. And it's a little strange that Rashi doesn't explain what Shor means. That's an interesting thing. Second thing is, Rashi, at least the simple reading of Rashi, sounds like you can learn it out directly from Shor without any Tzadah Shavah. Logically, that's not true. Taifas says there are Pirchas. But, okay, obviously, I have no answer. I'm not arguing with Taifas. But the simple mashmos of Rashi is mashma that you're there are, that we learn it straight from Shur without any tzara shava. It's learned from Shur. That's a simple mashmos. That if we could figure out a way to make that true, there would be a tremendous upside because it would answer Tovis Kasha. But Pashas, we can't do that. But let's just let's hold on. Let me just finish Rashi's.
Within Rashi, the fact that we said, why does Rashi say that the Bilam told the Bavor? If Rashi didn't say that, how does he understand the Mishnah on the Gemara? It was all, both the told the Bavor and Shor. And how do you understand the Mishnah on the Gemara?
Okay, I don't know. I didn't get to that Rashi. Let me read the Rashi first. Okay, let me read. I'm still on the Rashi in the Rav Damar. Again, the Rav Damar called the Kosho of Kiryu Mishor Lamanu. Ma Shor Shum Amayno, Vim is a Chayiv. I've called Mamayno, Vim is a Chayiv. So any moment, if Isaac is Chayiv, okay, Hainu Shor. The Lav told of the Bornino. Okay, so Pashas is Mashma, it's only Shor and not Bor. With Shor, I'm really ill. Told of the Shor, Kishor. Again, Rashi is very ambiguous. We never said told of the Shor, the Shor. We said told of the Karen, Kikaren, told of the Rego, whatever. But okay, told of the Shor, Kishor. Afida Shmuel, Nami Damar, told the Borninu. Even Shmuel says the told of the Bor. My causes, the Ukma Mills of Drapapa, told the Bor. My shabor the chash came to Joseph Yosef Nezek. Ani now it's Kiras as Yosef Kiras Mashanas of war. Hanukishin Hunchu, Lisham, Oyo Oimden and Nezek. Now there's Rashi's making a daichik that Kiras as Yosef the Nezek doesn't, right? Simple pshat. What's Rashi trying to answer with this last Rashi? Kiras as Hani now it's Kiras as Yosef. I see a anyone. I see a new name. I saw you before. I don't know. Let's say hello.
Presumably, you built the boar for something else. You didn't build it to damage. I mean,
the boar is from the beginning is a mazik.
Boar is called chinas das yasin and ezek because the moment you make a boar,
it's related to damage.
Gonna do hezek. Bor comes into existence in the world. It exists. The moment it's a dangerous object. So what is the story? What's Rashi trying to answer?
That maybe random muscles are not considered intrinsically dangerous objects just by existing.
Right. In other words, Pashim Shad is the Gemara says Hani Nami Tchilas Tzias and Nezik. So Pashtis, that's not true. Pashas, that's not true, because a boar is when you make a boar, it's chidas asiyasa and ezek. It's the whole boar. That's what it is. When before there was a boar existed, it didn't exist. The moment the boar existed, it was made to do damage. But a rack, you had this avnos akina maso. It was a very tame avnos akina maso. It was serving a wonderful function. It was on my break front. It was serving a great function. The knife was, I used it to cut my chawa. It wasn't tchilas rasiyas and ezek. It was made for cutting chawa. It was made for being, it was not made for ezek. It didn't have any ezek. Then later on, something happened that it got put down in a place and now it becomes roy to do ezek. So that's
the tchila. The tchila is when it's placed
in the shrub. That's what she's saying.
Adonai, of course you're right. I'm just explaining the Havamina. Okay. I'm saying Rashi is bothered by Akasha that you could claim that's not Tchila. Just like by a shore. It's not called Tchila Fasiyas and Nezik. Even though now that the shore is running wild, he's Nezik. But when Kozman was locked up in your corral, it wasn't Nezik. So the it's not called, the shore is not called Tchidas Hasen Nezik. So Pashtus is Havamina to say that an Avno Sakino Maso is not called Tchidas Hasen Nezik. So comes along Rashi and says, Hani Nami Tchidas Hasen. So Rashi explains, Tchidas Mashenasu Bor, the Ainu Kishahun Chodesham, Umden and Ezek. So why, how's Rashi answering the question?
Because the get would have acquired the same bor immediately from that point to some of the to do nothing.
In other words, it's not tchiras asiyasam of the rack of the sakin. It's like that sakin, the knife, when it was made, it wasn't made a hezek. But at that point that it was made, it wasn't a bor, it was a knife. But there was a transformation. When you put the knife down on the ground, it stopped being a knife and it became a bor. So it the tchiras asinasu bor. That's what Rashi said. It's a very lumdish of Rashi that when this became a bor, it was a siyas and a hezek. Enochinami beforehand it wasn't, but then it wasn't a bor. So the moment it became a bor, it was a asinas and a hezek. That's what I said. Tchiras mashinasu bor. When it became a bor, it became asiyasana hezek.
It's very interesting because even in this shot, we're talking about if you were in mafkaret. So even if you were mafkaret, you put this package down and it's yours, you would still say that when you put it down in a rishus harabim, you, let's say you went shopping. It's just interesting to say that. That's right. A shot.
According to the mandomer that says that it's a bor, according to Shmuel says it's always a bor, even if lo afkirinu. So the moment you put it down, right, you put it down for a second to go do your shopping, guys. So then, right, so then you're asking an interesting question. You're asking, no words in your mouth, but what would be the guy's carrying a heavy load and he wants to take a little rest. So he puts it down and he's standing and he's watching over it. So he says he made a board. He just put it down. He put down, he's carrying this rack. He went to the Arab shuk and he bought this beautiful
pet rock
thing, whatever they have used to have in those Arabs, and they used to always have those rack things. And he's schlepping it home. So he puts it down for a second and he's resting. And then he forgets it. 10 minutes later, he gets a phone call that his wife had a baby, and he runs and grabs a taxi, and he forgets his chayvus chashud, right? That's how you get a chayvus chashud in Israel. The guy forgets it. He leaves, he forgets his suitcase on the bus. So he put his suitcase down by the bus stop, and then he runs to catch the bus. So where is tchiras asiyas ha-nezek? That's what you're asking, I think.
No, I mean, I'm just pointing out that's what the case we're talking about. So must be
tchiras asiyas ha-nezek because he was watching it.
Why is that a stira? You could be watching a bor also. If you're watching, making sure no one falls into real bor, you don't say now it's not.
So you're saying it's even when he put it down, lofish.
Someone could trip on it.
He's carrying his thing and he puts it down for a second. It's already called tchiras asiyas ha-nezek.
It has to be. That's what.
Well, what if you did the real bor and you're standing in front of the bor? No one could fall into it. We don't say the bor is not tchiras asiyas ha-nezek because you have an army guarding the bor, right?
It's a little different because a bor is not oimei that you're going to stand there all day. So the fact that when you make a bor, the natural thing is that you're going to go away. So it's oimei the hezek when you go away. But here, you're not planning on going away. You're not, you just put it down for a second.
But you and did go away.
I'm taking it.
You did go away.
And it happened. It was a fluke. In other words, buy a bor.
Which is also
but it doesn't even have or happen to be.
You're not planning on staying there all the time. So you build a bor. You know yourself, you're not going to be here 24/7. So you made a hezek right now. But here, I put this rack down for a second. I put it down for 5 minutes, and I'm just resting, just taking a breather, and then I'm going to pick it up again. So to say that at that point it's already tchinas asiyas and nezek is not so pashut.
Why is
nezek going to happen?
Borrowing something with shelo brishus, and then who's to say that you're adequately guarding it in the first place? And you're putting something. You have no rishus to put in the shelo brishus like this.
Right, to put your bag down the street. And take a rest for a minute.
The Gemara later says in Davav, the Gemara says a case where it says maybe it's not a bor because it's shelo brishus. it's Bershos, so maybe that makes it not a bar. Mash in this case is considered Pashas.
If you put it down for a minute, I don't believe it should have Bershos.
Let's say you put something in the middle of Bershos. How's that Bershos? Then all of a sudden, if you went in the middle of like Main Street and you put something in the middle of Main Street, you don't say, well, it's only for a minute, so you have Bershos, let all the traffic stop, right?
Okay. This is not Main Street.
The horse and buggies are coming.
Isn't there a case later?
What, doctor?
Isn't there a case later where if the guy has got someone behind him and he stops to rest for a second and he didn't warn him, then,
Okay, but that it all depends where you put it down and what the traffic situation is. But
if you put it down, it's not bored.
You're allowed to put your stuff down. It's not a pashia.
How is it different than when somebody...
If you're in the middle, like he's saying, if you're in the middle of the street and you stop your car and you... But it's certain places allowed to stop your car,
So who says the case of Avdus Kimaso was dealing with a thing that was like for 2 minutes and Bershus? I'm asking, were you doing something that was egregious?
No, but then why is it Tchinas Asyas and Nezek? What in the case where you didn't do something egregious? What in the case? It's like the question is, what in the case when you put it down and you had a right to put it down, and it was a mutter and it was a mitzvah, you were allowed to put it down to take a break, and then you left. So why is that called Tchinas Asyas and Nezek?
Maybe it's different, but you're watching it.
The only reason why it's Kayas and it's called Oseyem Kiyaytzi Bahem is because it's Tchinas Asyas and Nezek.
So the moment why
are you allowed to put it down? Because you're standing there watching it.
Right. What happens? I'm in the middle of this thing. You're standing there and watching it, yes, so what?
So is that not Kutzel Nesek? It's Kutzel Kutzel Nesek, but I'm going to make sure I'm standing right here watching it.
So you're saying that even when you put it down and watching it, it's still called Tchidas Asyas and Nesek. Okay, maybe that is the answer. Well,
that must be the answer, because what happens if you open a bar and you forget to close it. You were standing there, and so that's
right.
The same thing.
Because a bar, no one expects to stand 24/7 in front of a bar.
But I was going to close it back.
It's not movable.
So I was going to cover it. I was going to cover it back.
Because I was going to cover it back. So you're saying covering it back is like the same as I'm going to pick up the rack. Okay, maybe. I hear.
If I open the door and I forgot to close it, so that's the same as if I put an object down and I forgot to pick it up.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. So you're saying that that's considered Tchilas Asyas and Nezek.
But even if it's not, as soon as it becomes a bor, that's when it becomes Tchilas Asyas and Nezek. Let's say you put it down, it's not considered a bor. So then it's not a problem. It's not a bor, it's not Tchilas Asyas and Nezek. Because the rack itself, we said, is not Tchilas Asyas and Nezek. It's only for the moment it becomes a bor. So whatever moment it becomes a bor, that's Tchilas Asyas and Nezek.
Okay, but we're talking about in Shmuel's Pshat now, where you were never mafkar. So let's say you were shopping and you put it down,
Otherwise, the guy went away. Okay, anyway, this is all. So tomorrow, the main sugya, we're just having. The main sugya, this is where all the excitement is, the taisis. So we have to do the taisis. Mishara lamanu. Now it could be, after we learn taisis, we'll come back to Rashi to see if Rashi agrees to taisis. That would be an interesting thing. But the first we shall learn taisis. Taisis is a famous, world famous taisis. And then if we have a chance, we'll see. Maybe we'll come back to Taisis, to Rashi, because of some of these Ziyukim that we had in Rashi, and try and figure out if Rashi is agreeing with Taisis or Rashi is disagreeing with Taisis. But okay, but at least tomorrow, that's what we're going to learn, this Taisis and Mishara Damanu. Okay, Yashikayach, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Okay, Shikayah.